When Governor Dunleavy's budget dropped on Wednesday, a lot of people in the state capitol retreated to their offices to read through it. They were looking for trends. What made it in? What got cut? How exactly does the state balance its budget? And while reports are trickling out about the big ticket stuff, cuts to education, Medicaid, and the Marine Highway System, a lot of people are waiting for a deeper analysis. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has this story.
Pause for a second and think about your to-do list. Now, imagine having a to-do list so complicated, so meticulous, that you need an Excel spreadsheet to keep track of it.
I think, David, can you scroll down so we can get...
I'm just looking at...
Right, I would look at line 18. This is something that's a technical...
That's Amanda Ryder. She's a budget coordinator at the Division of Legislative Finance, and she's talking to her boss, Director David Teal. This task list is nestled in a sea of open tabs on his computer.
When we got the governor's budget in December 15th, there was carry-forward language included in fire and life safety, and that had the wrong fiscal year in it.
She flips open an annotated copy of Governor Michael Dunleavy's newest budget.
Yeah, this year... But public safety, fire and life safety, it still has the unexpended on June 30th, 2018, so that has not been corrected.
Each line of this insane spreadsheet has some item in the budget to keep track of, and half a dozen fiscal analysts are working on it. They're checking to see if the numbers match up. Is the language correct? They're flagging research they may need to do once lawmakers start asking questions about how the new budget could affect the state. And they're trying to do it fast, because the legislature is waiting for them to translate that new budget into something it can use. Typically, this process would be done by now. The governor is required to release a budget by December 15th, and legislative finance has about a month to get through this before lawmakers come into session. But that didn't happen this year. The version of the budget they got in December, it turns out, was something of a placeholder. Dunleavy's administration warned that it would be putting out a new one in February after the session started, and this one is a doozy.
We haven't had a balanced budget in years.
And they don't have a month to go through it. I asked Teal what's different this year.
Usually we don't see decrements like this.
Do you mean cuts?
Cuts.
In order to balance what the state spends with what it makes, this budget has deep cuts to things like Medicaid and the university system. It also proposes eliminating a wide range of programs, like Alaska Grown, the senior benefits program, and funding for Ocean Rangers, all things that are likely to cause a lot of debate in the legislature this session. So lawmakers need that budget sooner rather than later. Teal and Ryder say their division is getting through it pretty fast. One big reason for that, they didn't have to spend nearly as much time cleaning up the language in the budget that the Office of Management and Budget, or OMB, sent over.
We ask OMB year after year to please use the budget that passed as the starting point for next year. They continually use the budget they submitted. And so we make the same language changes year after year after year. They're nonsense, putting a semicolon in here and an and there. And
this year, after more than 20 years of asking, Teal and Ryder say they finally got their way and it saved them hours of tedious editing. Their first reports could be posted as soon as Friday evening. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.